Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Some of the old tiki bars here, you know, in Los Angeles. Like, we're going to Tiki T's.
Yeah.
Get out $60 cash.
Yeah.
You know, because your drinks are super expensive, but they're delicious. And you get bombed, and you might want to buy a friend a Toro, you know.
It's estimated that in less than 20 years, our oceans will contain more plastic than fish. Ecothane is water-soluble, meaning it dissolves in the ocean over time. In the meantime, it's safe for fish, turtles, and other marine life to ingest.
If you try to go back and look how long it's been since Liverpool have been on this bad a run of form, even outside of the Merseyside Derby, the last time they've lost four consecutive league games was in December 1923.
Find your new podcast obsession with samples from these three podcasts today: Brass Taxes, Flash Forward, and The Wrong Side of the Pond. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. In the last year, so many aspects of life have changed. For some, that includes how you make money. And when the way you make money changes, your taxes are bound to change too. But don't fear, because Brass Taxes is here. Hosted and produced by Caroline Craighead and Russ Garofalo, Brass Taxes is your one-stop shop for answers to both your new and nagging tax questions. Through honest conversations with artists, freelancers, and friends of the show, Brass Taxes debunks all the tax myths and misconceptions, keeping you from feeling in control of your money. With a refreshing splash of humor and a healthy dose of real, Brass Taxes is your friendly reminder that when it comes to tax facts and money management, you aren't alone. Get a head start on tax season this season with this sample clip from a recent episode of Brass Taxes featuring comedian Brooke Van Poplin.
Doing taxes, I was seeing clients who worked at restaurants and they would, or bars, and they had tips. There's a box on your W-2 that says tips.
Right.
And so I always wondered, like, what goes in there? Is it all of it that goes in there? And I guess the answer is no, that it's just the credit card stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. The credit cards began to be reported. Mm-hmm. And it is really the norm. A lot of people pay credit card. And that is why you will see other joints are like, oh, no, fuck this. We are cash only, which is a huge pain in the ass for customers.
Right.
But it's, I'm not to be rude, you know, like, and it all depends, because American Express has exorbitant fees. So that's why you'll see restaurants refusing Amex, or Discover or other shit like that. I forget how it was for a bit, but, or they would just be like, we're a cash-only place, because they never did anything right from the get-go, and they'd be in so much trouble if they started reporting stuff. Like, because we're talking like Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, so cash is king in Brooklyn because everyone cooks the books.
Interesting.
That's just the truth.
I never knew why. Because I know the arguments about, that credit card processing companies or credit cards themselves will have like fees for, you know, like 2.5% per charge or whatever has to be paid to the processor. And so you don't have that when you have cash. And I remember being with a friend who was a few drinks in arguing with a bartender about it being cash only, where she was just like, but then I have to pay ATM fees to save you from paying credit card fees. And it was, you know, he was just like, listen, this is just how we do it. And that's, I remember that being a thing in Brooklyn where people were just like, this is how we do it. If you don't want to play along, then go, you know, eat and drink somewhere else. But
exactly,
that makes sense why.
And we've all gotten on board. We all know, we all remember now in the back of our head to either check if it's cash only. You know, there's this thing. I hate to use Yelp. I don't even get me started on Yelp. It is such an evil empire, but it does have information. you know, that'll say something like cash only.
Right.
Or if you love the place and you remember cash only, you just prep in advance. Like we know that some of the old tiki bars here, you know, in Los Angeles, like we're going to Tiki Tees.
Yeah.
Get out $60 cash.
Yeah.
You know, because your drinks are super expensive, but they're delicious and you get bombed and you might want to buy a friend a toro, you know, or just
a sample of brass taxes. Tax help for freelancers, artists, and other nice people. Make money make sense with the help of brass taxes. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/start here. We can't know the future. COVID has showed us that much. So maybe it's time to start thinking about the future differently. On Flash Forward, a critically acclaimed podcast about the future, you can do just that. In each episode, host Rose Eliveth takes a possible or not so possible near future scenario and explores what the world might be like after such an event. Equal parts audio drama and scientific reporting, Flash Forward gives listeners a unique and compelling window into a future full of endless possibilities and unpredictable outcomes. Just because we can't know the future doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it. And with Flash Forward, the future is the focus. Time travel to your first episode of Flash Forward with this sample clip from the Waste Not, What Not episode. On the installment, Flash Forward travels to a future where every nation is responsible for dealing with its own
garbage, waste, trash, junk. You've probably heard these words used to describe items you use every day. Things like the plastic bags you use to carry your groceries, the water bottles you give to your kids during sports practice, and the packaging needed to deliver essential items safely to your home. It seems everyone these days has an opinion about plastic, and you probably want to do something about it, but what can you do to help? The scientists at National Oil have been hard at work on this problem, and we finally have a solution. We call it New Plastic, or Ecothane. Ecothane is exempt from the Synthetic Polymer Act that places strict limits on plastic usage. When you use Ecothane, you can be confident you're in full compliance with the law, no matter how much you buy. What is Ecothane? It's 95% the same as old plastic, so you'll barely notice a difference. But old plastic can take up to 1,000 years to decompose, and new trade restrictions means it sits in our American landfills for years. Ecothane breaks down up to 10 times faster than that. This means we can use more of it than old plastic without contributing to the national landfill overflow crisis. Old plastic fills up the oceans, too. It's estimated that in less than 20 years, our oceans will contain more plastic than fish. Ecothane is water-soluble, meaning it dissolves in the ocean over time. In the meantime, it's safe for fish, turtles, and other marine life to ingest. Studies show minimal genetic changes to wildlife after consumption of Ecothane.
A flash of a sample of Flash Forward, the perfect future podcast for the present time. Take a trip to the 22nd century and beyond with Flash Forward. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Do you love soccer? Do you have trouble understanding British accents? Well, then Wrong Side of the Pond is the local podcast for you. With coverage from the perspective of the relatively small American soccer market, Wrong Side of the Pond aims to reflect upon and promote the rise of American soccer culture and share unique insights on the world's game. From our small but mighty FC Cincinnati to the heights of the elite European leagues, Wrong Side of the Pond covers everything you need to stay on the ball with the latest global soccer news. On and off the pitch, from trade alerts to league standings and scores and more, the podcast has you covered. Here's a snippet for you to check out from a recent episode of Wrong Side of the Pond featuring some primetime Premier League coverage. Here the guys discuss the rather underwhelming showing from last year's league champion, Liverpool.
And really how poorly they're doing at the moment.
Liverpool just continuing to kind of fall apart. And this weekend was kind of the big one. For the first time since I believe it was 2011, they lose the Merseyside Derby to Everton. The first time since 1999 that they lost it at Anfield.
Yeah, which is decades by my count, right?
Yeah. Multiple. Like, I'm pretty sure we were still making, like, Bill Clinton jokes in 1999. I looked it up. It was September. It was, like, September 29th, I think, of 1999.
Trying to think.
I didn't know, like, I would have been, how old I would have been? I would have been, like, 13.
Yeah, I would have been, yeah, I think, 18 or 17 at that point. So,
yeah,
just babes, probably incapable of even watching Premier League soccer in this country at that point.
Oh, yeah.
At least without a satellite subscription of some sort.
Get that high tier so you can get that Fox Sports World.
Yeah, man, I don't even know that Fox Sports World was a thing at that point. And really, like, if you try to go back and look how long it's been since Liverpool have been on this bad a run of form, even outside of the Merseyside Derby, the last time they've lost four consecutive league games was in December 1923, which is even crazier when you consider they're also the first reigning top flight champion to lose four consecutive home games since Everton during the 1928-1929 season. So it's just... it's like a historically, which is ironically tied together, bad run for a side that, like, 10 months ago we were talking about as potentially one of the best sides that's ever played the game. And, you know, they've had some really devastating things to deal with and an injury run that just continues to pile up on them. But this turnaround has been really dramatic.
That was Wrong Side of the Pond with host DJ Switzer. Get your soccer fix with a great local podcast on Wrong Side of the Pond. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu item. As is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast charts as reported by iTunescharts.net. On its way to number one with a bullet is a new podcast that debuted at number two. It's Manslaughter. Manslaughter explores questions around the psychology of crime, the ways women are made responsible in families, and the lasting impact of trauma. Manslaughter is based on a book with one shot by Dorothy Marsick, who turns out to be the one who solves the case. A gripping podcast debuting at number two and on its way to the top of the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Manslaughter and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.